OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, April 5th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $11 billion. That's the revenue that BioNTech expects to generate from the 1.4 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses that it has contracted to deliver this year. That's in partnership with Pfizer, an established pharmaceuticals giant. BioNTech, on the other hand, is really still an early-stage biotech company in most ways, and was far from a household name before the pandemic. The exposure has helped boost BioNTech's stock almost threefold since the start of last year. It's working on several other infectious disease programs and also some cancer-related treatments. But none of those have progressed beyond phase 2 trials, and their earliest sales might not come until around 2025. So what happens to BioNTech's stock after COVID-19? There may be a need for annual booster shots, but that won't be an $11 billion a year business for the company as it is this year. And with new products years away, not all investors will want to stick around. The history of biotechs is littered with one-hit wonders. The next number up is 57%. That's how much the price of rhodium has soared just since the start of 2021. Rhodium doesn't usually get much attention. It's in the same group as platinum and palladium on the periodic table, but it's even rarer. The shiny, silvery metal's main practical use is in catalytic converters in cars and trucks, where it helps reduce harmful exhaust gases. But it's worth keeping an eye on rhodium. The price nearly tripled last year, and now costs about 15 times as much as gold. Demand for the rare metal has climbed as emission standards in Europe, China, and elsewhere have gotten tighter, and several of the very few mines in the world that produce rhodium were forced to close last year because of the pandemic. So what you have is a classic case of demand rising while supply falls. For a commodity metal, that's a recipe for a higher market price. Our last number is 2,800. That's how many delegates from member countries typically attend the International Monetary Fund and World Bank's joint spring meetings. The week-long conference is a who's who of international economics, finance, and development. This year, because of the pandemic, the spring meetings are being held online. The virtual conference begins today. The ongoing recovery from last year's global recession will be a common thread throughout the week. Other topics of discussion will include climate-conscious green investments, central bank-sponsored digital currencies, and how to better prepare the world for the next global economic crisis. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva are scheduled to speak on Thursday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, April 5th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.